We are on Daf, Samach Beis, Amad Beis. Tana Rabbana. Ha'oyev es ishtoi kegufoi. A person is oyev es ishtoi kegufoi. The same. V'mechabda yoysa megufoi. He's mechabda more than he's mechabda himself. So Rashi says, the zilusa de itse kosha mi de gavre. So that means that there are certain things that he could be soivel, but she can't be soivel. So therefore, she needs more kovid or more izilzel than he could be soivel. And the Maharsha says, mechabda goes on begodim noim. That's the Gemara called this begodim mechabduse. V'amadrich bonov u'b'noisov b'derech yeshore. V'amesiyon samach lepirkon. And he marries off his children samach lepirkon. Samach lepirkon, we'll see in Taisvis, that means before they become gedolim. A year or a half year before the Shnas HaGadlis. Olav ha'kosov o'ima v'yodato ki sholoim o'holcho. O'lecho. Let us see Taisvis. Samach lepirkon, abonov namikoi kedamrina banisrofim. There's an inyan of being meisi bonov. So Taisvis asks, va'afal gav de kotten leitkino le rabonen nisuin, kedamrina lekamon beperk amone, mikomakim lohochit kino le nisuin lehavi beilosai bilas znus. Let us just try to elaborate a little on what Tosfos is saying. The Tosfos HaRosh says as follows, that the Tosfos brought a Gemara further, that the Chazal were never mesakin nisuin for a cotton. And the Tosfos HaRosh says, and if he married off his son when he was a cotton, and the son died, so the Isha is Pota min Achalitze and min Hayibum. And the Tais HaRosh says, Vafilu get nami nire de loiboy. So that means the all kinyone issues which exist min HaTorah, that is a Chiyav Chalitze, there's a Chiyav get, that doesn't apply by Nisue Kotten. Mikomakim leinyin hochi tikni nisuin shaloite bilosai bilas znus. Say, but there is some din issues. There's not a din issues to be mechayev get. There's not a din issues to be mechayev chalitza, but there is a din issues that it shaloite hei bilosai bilas znus. Perhaps to understand this a little bit, the gather of znus is miloi tavosoi. That is pshat is that letaive yevakesh nifrod. That means he doesn't have to have any chibur, any hisachtis with the ish he's mizana with. He has his ano and she can have her ano, but there's no chibur beinayim. The gather of ishus is v'hoyu lebosor echod, that it's l'tovus in te'ele shneim. So it could be that in ichud chazal b'mesakin. That's why it's not called znus. That means there is some sort of ishus in chibur, even though legabi acherim it doesn't shaf any halachis, as we mentioned. The Rosh says that she won't need a get. Abol beinam lebein atzmam, there is some sort of chibur and achdus which automatically makes that it's not a bias znus. Zot the Gemara weiter. Ha'oyev es shcheinov, v'mekarev es kroivov, v'noisei es bas achoisoi, v'amal v'sela lo'oni b'shas dochkoi. Olo v'akosov oimer, os tikro v'ashem yane, Tishava, Tishava, v'yoymar, hineni. So what does Rashi say? banoisei basa choisoi, ki yaguay odom robin ala choisoi yoisor min ochiv. It seems there's a greater attachment from a brother to a sister than from a brother to a brother. Mitoich kach nimtso mechavev es ishtoi. If they giigu him to aim ishtoi, so that automatically is a din till the same kiyotze bam. So the tilde is giguim ta achoisoi, so her tilde is also a chibuv and a giguatar, and that'll bring about a greater kiruv. Oz tikro le'elmine ksiv kisira orim v'chisisoi. Hainu doichik ha'oni. Ome besol cha'altis alem. Hainu oyevesh shcheinov. Shehen kikroivov. Ome kariv eskroivov. V'noisei bas achoisoi. Now, it could be the mide keneged mide is that this pasuk is speaking about a person that is not misalem. Ome besol cha'altis alem. And it could be by the inyan of oni kisira orim v'chisisoi. That means you saw that he's an orim. He didn't ask you to help him. You saw that he's an orim. So if there's other people, they see he's an orim, so they look away and visalamto. And no, kisira orim v'chisisoi. That means your whole anhoge is an anhoge of not to be misalim. So Mamela, then there's a mida keneged mida os tikra v'ashem yane teshava v'yoymer hineni. So the Rebbein Shalom is not misalim from your tefillas. That's the mida keneged mida. If he's not a misalim, so the Rebbein Shalom is also not a misalim kenegdoi. Let us see Toisvis v'hanoisei es bas achoisei is perish Rashbam v'hu adin bas ochiv aval achoisei noked l'fi shemeshadaltoi bedvorim ushchiyach shenoisei bito. Normally, if it's the niece that he marries, it's usually the niece of a sister because she nudges him more. Rabbeinu Tam oimer d'davke noked bas achoisei l'fi shehi bas mazloi. She's similar to him, kedemrinin, reibonim doimim la'achei ha'em. Hamalve sela la'oni b'shas dochkoi. So it seems it's a gewalde kezach. Makshe Rabbeinu Tam, the perikamadach giga oma, umetzau tzoreis rabois verois, zemamtzi mois la'oni b'shas dochkoi. So there it seems that by doing this, He's the oni is never finding himself in tzoris rabbis verois. It would seem this is not a good thing. Boimer Rabbeinu Tam, the hosam mairi sheshoyo mimeno hamoishel mas. There it's speaking about that the person had a property and the moishel wants he should pay taxes and he doesn't have money to pay the taxes. And the only way he could pay the taxes was zoko klimko beise yosodei alkach. Vizea mamtzi loimois. And now this person comes, and he wants to say, you know, I'll buy your karka. No, fashteitzach, you can't ask a big price for it, because you understand. But I'll give you something for it. If he couldn't, would be unable to sell the property, so the Meishel would have been more considerate. But now he was mamtzi himself at the wrong time to offer to purchase the karka at a cheap price, and that's Sheklach, that's Rois Rab, Tzoris Rabbis V'Rois. Now he loses everything. He loses the property. The money goes to the Moshe, and he's of character tzoris. Umasik alo dahainu domri inchi. Zuze la alo loishchiach. Kloima likneis tvue imam tzin loimois. That means when he wanted to purchase tvue, he was looking around for someone to lend him any money. Then no one's around. Veinenu. Then all of a sudden, when he has to get rid of his karka, then all of a sudden, this person knows all about him, and he's already there to purchase the karka. Rashi pirisham beinyanachem. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi Lozo kol odom she'ein lo isha ein lo odom. Shenemar zocho unikeve b'ro'om b'yikro eshemom odom. And the shame is odom. So by story is that the shame ha'odom is when it's shemom, when there's a zocho unikeve. One of the Mephoshim and the Ein Yaakov brings down a Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar HaKadosh says, he says, the Odom ki yakriv korban l'Hashem, so it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, mishenosa isha nikra Odom, umotso lahakriv, then it can be makriv HaKorban. It could be, the Indian is that Kozman, a person, is not married, so he's considered a plag gufim. It's only a half a guf. And it's more than that. It could be it's a plag neshama. It's a half a neshama also. We once mentioned the Maram Shif asks, and the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Pinchas, Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKoyen. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that Polcha nishmosei shal Pinchas, and the neshamas of Nodav Vaviu went into Pinchas. So first he was Pinchas ben Elozo, but afterwards Polcha nishmosei, he became ben Aaron HaKoyen. So the neshamas of Nodav Vaviu went into Pinchas, and he became ben Aaron. So the Maram Shif in Gittin asks a shayla, how can one person have two neshamas? So he answers, since Nadav Aviyu were not married, so just like they were plag gufa, they were plag neshama also, so that the two halves can go into one person. I once heard from the Rashi Rabbi Yankev Zechayinu Levroche, he said, it's a very interesting rayon, he said, Chazal tell us that Aboim Yoim Kaidem Yitziras Havlat, so Machizen Bas Ploini Leploini. So he says, what is the taich Aboim Yoim Kaidem Yitziras Havlat? He says, that is the rega of the heroine, because the first 40 days it's Maya Ba'alma, and then it becomes a Yitzira. So that means the rega of the heroine, it's the Machiz Bas Ploini Leploini. So he says, why do you have to know right away the reg of the heroine that it's past pleini lepleini? So he says, because even though the gufim of the ish ve'isha are separate, but the neshamas are one. So when the neshama is in the process of being created, we have to know who the bas pleini is, because it's one united neshama. So it could be that that's pshat vayikra shmom odom, that is the shleimus haneshome. The shleimus haneshome comes when you have zocho nekeve brom, and that's why it could be that that's pshat in the Zohar HaKadosh that mishenose isha nikra odom umotzo lahakriv odom ki yakriv korban l'Hashem. Only a person who's a bechin of odom can be makriv korbanos. Let us go a little further. Eva Omar Rabbi Lozo kol Odom she'ein loy karke ein loy Odom she'nemar Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem ba'oretz nosan livnei Odom. Now the Ein Yaakov wants to say pshat in this Gemara and the previous Gemara a different mahalach. He says the shame Odom is derived because he was lukach mei Adomo. He says the tachlis that one derives from Adomo, Adomo is ayidei she'oivdim oiso. Adomo has to be worked out. You have to work on the Adomo. Bo'odom ayin lavid eso Adomo. There's a posik, oived Adomo yisba lochem. That means Adomo is earth, and the peiris of the earth only come out to avoid it. is Adam Le'omo Yulad. The tachlis of a person is Le'omo. Lasik B'Yishev Ha'ilam, Lasik B'Piyya V'Rivye V'Lavidas Ha'adama. That is the tachlis of the Adam. The Adama has to be Nevad, and then he has to be Isik B'Yishev Ha'ilam, Lasik B'Piyya V'Rivye. So, the Adam, the shame Adam is if he's mekabel himself this Omo that he was created for. So it's Zochen Ekeve, there's no Zochen Ekeve, he's not Oisik in Yishev Oilam, so then he doesn't have the shame Adam, which the Adam is from the Sheirish Adomo that has to be Ubad, or he has to be Ovid in order to come to its shlemis, and the same thing, Adam Shem Leikarka, Enei Adam. Va'oma Rabbi Elozo, Maidach Siv, Eseloi, Ezer, Kenegdoi. Zocha, Ezrosoi, Loi Zocha, Kenegdoi. So Rashi says, Kenegdoi, Chaluka Olov, V'seiseres Devorov. The Chochmas Manoyach says, it is very interesting that it doesn't say Choto, Loi Choto, Zocho. You need Schusim. One needs Schusim. He says, that Pshat, the Chazal Mamshu Azivuk to Kriyas Yamsuf. He says, Kriyas Yamsuf also needed Schusim. That means that you have two strange people, Moshe v'Yechidim Baisa, she needs schusim that they should both shtim. It should be zocha is rosoi, loy zoch. If he wasn't zoche, then it's kenegdoi. Ve'ike da amri, Omar Rabbi Elozo Romi, ksiv kenegdoi. The ksiv is without a segel. The ksiv could be, like it says, sukas. If you go the yesh aim lemesoires, so if it's without a vav, it's sukas. So ksiv, the mesoires is kinagdoi, to be menagdosoi. The kerinon kinagdoi. This is, because Yudah means with some of the Yudahs, Bimokim HaSegel over here. V'kerinen kenegdoi. Izocha kenegdoi. Lo izocha min nagdosoi. Dachsach mir, the L'chayre, it would seem, this is repetitious. Rabbi Lozor, Ma'amaydach Siv, Iked Amir Abloza Rami, Ksiv, but this is Lachaire. I think the second Lashon and the first Lashon are saying two different inyonim. The first Lashon seems to be saying that if a person is Zoiche, he's Zoiche to an Eza. If he's not Zoiche, he's Zoiche to, he's not Zoiche, he's a gets a Kenegdai. Chaluka Allah, B'Seiseres Devorov. So that means the isha he gets is tali in his chus. Either he's oichet aneiz, or he's oichet to a, or he gets a kenegdoi. The second lashon Rabbi Lozo said there's a ksiv and a kri. It's not pshat. There's a kenegdoi and a kenegdoi. The kenegdoi is l'teivosoi. She's oimid negdoi. She's by his side in front of him to help him. There's a kenegdoi, that's a kri, and then there's a ksiv of kenegdoi. So this isha alone, there's a kri and a ksiv. That means what will be with her, it's not two different noshim. This isha alone, every isha alone has in herself a kenegdoi and a kenegdoi. God, I saw in Birchas Avrom, the Bichas Avrom says that we'll have later the Gemara brings down the Marova Omru Motzo Imoitze Motze Isha Motzo Toi Bamoitze Anis Isha Mami Moves. It's a difficult Gemara. The Marova Omri Lei So he says, Napshat is the Marovah that it's a very modern kasha. The Marovah that used to go, Neske, Motzah, Moitzah. First of all, right after the Chasna, how could he know if it's Motzah, Moitzah? Wait, let's wait a few months, and then they'll be able to answer it. And what's their business? And it's Loshen Hor, and Avak Loshen Hor, it's a Shaklachi Gemara. She wants to say, B'marova Omri Lei, they told him Motzah Imoitze. That means it could be Motzah Nayu and Sheva Broches, and everything is good, and Alts is a Feigeldig. It could be Motzah Imoitze. Whatever, it's up to you. That means you have to know how you'll be Mechabitor, how your Yachas will be Tor, Mechabda Yosem Igufoi. However it is, but you have to know Omri Lei, they told him it could be Motzah Imoitze. That's l'chayra, this lotion of Rabbi Lozer, this aksiv of menagdoi and akhi of kenagdoi. Ashkechei Rabbi Yossi l'Elio. Rabbi Yossi once met Elio. Omalai ksiv esaloi ezer. Bame isha oizrosoi. How does an isha help a husband? Omalei, Oda maybe chitim kaisis. They bring chitim into the house, so he chooses chitim. She makes flour, and from the flour you have bread. Pishtan loivich. They nimtzeis meira einov umamidosoi al raglov. It's a very difficult gemara to understand. The Rabbi Yossi had asked the Shaila Leo Anovi, by us, so this Teiko Tishbi Yovi, the Shvera Sugis, we wait for Leo Anovi. And Epsazoi, here he asked, Bame is Rosai. And Leo Anovi told him, Epsateretz, I mean, Lachere, it's Dvorim Pshutim. So, the Iyun Yaakov wants to say, Adam Arishin had a taina to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom asked him, if you are yetim the Eitz Hadas, so he told him, Aisha Shana Nasata, you gave me an Ezer, so the male, it's, no, you told me that she's a help, so she tells me she eitim the Eitz Hadas, eitim the Eitz Hadas, I mean, so he attained this to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Forget that there was a guarantee, as Eliezer, so the Mele should be cooperative and comply with her requests. So he said, there the Marishan made a mistake. He said that the Ezer that the Rabbeinu Shalom meant was not an Ezer in Ruchnius. It was an Ezer in Gashmius. That's the Ezer. Bamer is Rossi, this was the Shaila. The Shaila was, is a wife an Ezer in Ruchnius also? She should be Miyayetzim in Ruchnius also? Or not? Bamer is Rossi. So he told him, no, in Gashmir she's the Ezer. Okay, she's the one that takes care of the, she makes Kemach from the Chitim, and she makes Begodim from the Pishtan. That's the Ezer. That is the Ezer. But in Ruchnius, that she's not an Ezer in Ruchnius. In Ruchnius Fakert, they say over Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, when he got married, he told over his wife that in Gashmius, she has the day, in Ruchnius, he has the day. His wife was only Messiah, there was nothing in the house that was Gashmius, everything was Ruchnius by him. But Al Koponim, that is what Elio Anovi told him. It's Aziz Bemili Da'alma Vele Bemili Dishmaya. And then he's Mitzadeh, the Anav Yosef says this, I'm sorry. The Anav Yosef wants to say it could be that this Rabbi Yosef is Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that he brings a medrash, Ohele Isha Ro Mi'oid, Lubesoit Kirsha. So Elion Novi told him, this is no stira to the Ezer. The Ezer is in Mili Daume. Another in Yonim, that's the pasuk isn't speaking about that, only by Mili Daume. Ba'amar Abeloza. May dechsiv, zois hapam, etzem meyatzomai, uboso mipsori. Melameit shebo odom al kol bahime vechaye, v'loi niskaro rodaitoi, at shebo al chavo, at shebo al chave. Let us see Rashi. Zois hapam, chita koises bet miye. The Friedrich Rashi learned, Menagdosim would like Siv Yud Loshin Nagdo de Malkis. Hitem Kaises bet me. Zeis apam, Mechlal de Pomimacherim Shimesh Gloi Olu bedaitoi. It wasn't Niskaro daitoi. The Ion Yaakov wants to say, so the Machloikis in this, if we learn the Gemara Kepshutoi, and others ask a kasha could be kipshutai that other marishim was nesa with the bees chayes and behemis. There's a din of gilui aroyes. So the Ion Yaakov wants to say that it could be that that was all after his bo al chave, after his bo al chave, and it was niskaru radaitoi. So then he was able to be margish the chilek. Then it was nasar olav kozman. It was leibor al chava. There was no isa. This was nischadish afterwards. Niskarer daitoi. Others want to say pshat that the zivug the chibur of chayis and behemis is only from shochas amin. And loynis karo daitoi, that this should be the only te'eles. And when it's bo'al chavo, niskaro daitoi, that, because he saw that this brought about hashchos hashchine, that there's another inyan besides hamshochas amin, and then it was niskaro daitoi. Ba'omar abolozo, May der si v'nivruchu b'cho kol mishpacho is adomo. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avrom shtei brecho is toivo is yeshli l'havrich boch rusamo yavio u'no'omo v'namo ha'moinis. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says shtei brecho is k'moy mavrich es ha'gefen. Person is mavrich ha'gefen, he it's mechaber a geffen one to another. Rusa mayavio benama amoinis. Yotzume hem melochim unevim. Namo imay shal rechavon v'yotzum imeno chiskiye v'aso v'yoyshofot tahavu tzadikim gemurim. V'shayo anovi v'omar mar omeitz v'amatshe achim habu. So others want to say that the tzivui of lech lecho, mi artzecho, mi beis avicho, that there was a tzivui also to be marchik himself from loit. Chaim HaKadosh also brings this down. Vayelech loit ita, he didn't take loit with him. Loit tagged along. There was a tzivui that Fakelti should separate himself from loit. No, he, in an opportune time, he did this taka, but he didn't want to be Mitzayah Loit. That's what the Chaim HaKadosh says. So the Pasuk is telling us that even though there was a tzivui to separate from Loit, but the Benois Loit will be an inyu v'nivrechu v'cho. From the Benois Loit is an inyan that they'll become the Schaba back to Klal Yisrael, and that's the that's Namon in Rus. And the reason Chazal darshan that this was a Loshen Havroche, because it doesn't say Vnis Baruchu Becho, so it's not a Loshen Broche, that's the first Loshen. So the word darshan is a Loshen Yeshle LaHavrich Boch. Now the Gemara says, Kol Mishpachay Sadomo, אפילו משפחייס הדורייס באדומה אין מסבורכייס אלא בשביל ישראל. And then the Gemara says further, כל גויי האורץ אפילו ספינייס הבויס מגליה לאספמיה אינו מסבורכייס אלא בשביל ישראל. Now in the second drosh of the Gemara darshins that Saloshim Broche. Now what is the Revuse Afilu Mishpachos Hadoreis Ba'adomo, or those who are Sfinais Habois Migalye Laspamye Eina Mizbochos Elo Bishvil Yisrael? So the Ian Yankiv wants to say Mishpachos Hadoreis Ba'adomo is a loshen that they're anovim, mashpilem atzmon ke'afar ha'adoma. They have the midah of anovim. Rak eschem yodati mikil mishpachos ha'adoma. Afal pikein that they have a mila of mishpachos ha'adoma, they're mashpil themselves, they have a midah of anovim. And the Gemara tells us that Safonim are kulam tzadikim, because they live through matzovim of sakone, and therefore they're always in the matzav of Yirei Shamayim, so they're tzadikim. So the Gemara is telling us like this, that the goyei haoretz in the mishpachos ha'adoma have sibis that they're roi lekabel broche. I mean, since they're anovim, since they're tzadikim, so they're a kli kibul for broche. But the broche only comes b'shvil Yisrael. That means these milas that they possess are only milas of kibul broche, but the mekor broche is only from Yisrael. Ein misbroche is elo b'shvil Yisrael. What is Taisa say? Afilo svinais habois migal yelas pamye mikol dorish kol goyei haoretz shebo l'rabis afilo hanor shein oimdim elo ma'at ba'oretz, that the only oimed ba'at ba'oretz, so that means the yordei hayom, so the also einem is borcheis mishvil Yisrael. The Oma Rabbi Elozo Asidim Kolbalei Umniyes Sheyamdu Ala Karke. That all the Balei Umniyes, that they have a good Panose, the Umnim, Sheyamdu Ala Karke, they'll leave their jobs, and they'll become Oivdei Adome. Shenema v'yerdu me'ani yiseyem ke'otaisvei mashoit malochim mashoit malochim ke'ochevlei hayom al ha'oretz el ha'oretz yamdu. V'amara belozo ein locho umnes p'chuso min ha'karke shenema v'yerdu. Others want to say pshat in this Gemara, then the next Gemara will have to say a different pshat. They want to say the same pshat the next Gemara also, which is difficult, but let's just say this Gemara is a very difficult Gemara to understand. What does Rashi say? Sheyamdu ala karke yonichu umnusam lasoik bechori shebekotzer. Rashi? No. Amatshe said, no, he said that. Sheyamdo lakaki yenichom nusam lasik bechorish bekotzer v'yerdu minisem koltesim meshoit alaoretz yamdu v'yerdu loshin yeride anis. So the Gemara seems to be saying that at the end everyone, all those people had lucrative positions, they were baliumnes, but eventually all of them will have a yeride and they'll become oivdei adome. So you read the take, Anias. One of the Joseph wants to say He says different pshat the Gemara later, but the Eish Yosef wants to say that this is not a klolim, that this is a broche. That means kozman, a person is oisek beumnes, he has a umnes up his sleeve. So then he's very olo to be nichshel and keichi vaitzim yodi osali asachayel azeh, and he could in his tachlis could be for more than he needs for panosa, because these are umnes is a noifin panosa which he can keep gevalde kebroch in that. That is not the tachlis. Tosfos and Masechtas Shabbos brings down why is Seidus Roim called Amune. So Tosfos brings down the Yerushalmi Shemamin Bechai Elomim Vizereya. That a farmer realizes how completely dependent he is on the Rotzen Hashem. He's dependent on rain. He's totally tomid berotzen Hashem. Karke will not bring him to gaiva, avoidus karke. There's no moisres. So memele, so the Eish Yosef wants to say pshat that Rabbi Elazar is saying that this will be, even though this will be a minimum in gashmius, but this will be an ilui in ruchnius, vaker to become maminim. And boitchem, and that is the tachlis. Here's a different pshat in the Gemara later, because we see Rabbi Elazar seems to be saying not like that later. But let's, before we go further, she'ein lecha umnes p'chuse, that this is a yeride, so Tosfos says, afal gav de Rabbi Elazar gufe kama la'el, Kol Adam she'ein lo karke ein lo Adam. So it seems that fakir, that this is a very important factor that a person should have karke. Now we say it's a umnes pruse. So leimer, we're talking about two different things. Karke livnes olov she'yado boy. A person needs karke to have a dire. V'gam litzayrech mizaynoisa. And a person should have a karke that his mezainis are taken care of. He'll grow his own mezainis. That means it's preferable you should be zereya your mezainis, not you should purchase them. As if a person is soymach on the palta, on the shuk. That is an important, that means he can stand on his own 2 feet, that he has a mokim dire and a mokim mezoines. But lemaise, his panose could come from other things. That's his whole umnes, that's all, he's only an oived karke. So that is an umnes prusa. V'omar Rabbi Elazar Chozir lehi are deshodei bekarva lepusye. Omolei isishadye leukech hafuchi beisko tav minoch. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says two pshotim. Deshodu bo karva zorakruv. He planted kruv there. Lishnachine karbe charishe. He was chayrish. Bepusyan, the width of the karkik, my kreivetoni, kamadamasik talami be karbe. Lepusya le reicha varuge. The tajdi le uke, chloima, for le tarze vetechrishen, from the second shot, if you be chayrish it again, le yoyel klum lefi isko. So here it seems to be saying that you'll accomplish much more by going in an asik, then by trying to improve this avedis akalk. Afuchi beisko tav minoch. Rav ol beini shivli, he went between the shibolim that were growing, chazanu de konaifen, that they were haruach menashebes zu bezu. Afuchi biske toiv labi achyois. You can gain much more. And afuchi biske, the konaifen haruach mnashe bezu bezu. Omalei in naifes is snufi, the ruach can blow, but you won't get anything from this blowing. Afuchi biske tov minoch. This better asik. A knifeen, a ruach nashab is a bazoo, eat a knifeen, or kama shatils a knife of Wayne Taylor's ben. The fee pake matie, tinifeen, losh nanifeli be manife. Now the Gemara says for the Omar of it, meye zuzi be iske, the person in death, meye zuz be iske, an asik, an a mischo, is called Yoima Bischa Vachamro. So he could have Parnosa, could have each day, he can have meat and wine. He'll have Parnosa Berevach. May Yezuzi Ba'aro invest 100 Zuz in Ba'aro Milche Vachafuro. That means, so then he doesn't, what does he eat? He eats the Shachas, the Yerik that grows out in the beginning from the Tvur. So it doesn't taste well at all, so he has to put salt on it, and that's what that's what he eats. The loyoid, el meganyele a'ara, he sleeps on the earth, el meramyele tigre, and this brings about machloikis. What does Rashi say? Chafura shachas, sheschore muet, v'oichal asabim, v'chozis, b'melach, he eats it, he puts some salt on it, should have some taste. Chafura yerik min atfuat shlei v'yishlish. Meganye lei a'aro, mashkeves, oisei al ha'oretz, lishme kol alaylos, he has to sleep outside to protect the tfu which is growing. Umaram yelei tigri bishvilo miskoiteit im b'nei odom. I'm clear why this brings about ketota. Zogte gemore weiter. Omar Apope Zra Veloy Tazbin. It is preferable for you to plant your own food, Veloy Tazbin, that you shouldn't purchase your food. Afar Gav Dechi Adodi Ninu, even though it will come out both will be the same price, Abahani Mevorchen, but the Broche comes into what you grow and not what you purchase. So Rashi says, Zra tfuah l'achilas beisecha. For the tfuah that you need to eat, plant it alone. V'loy tizbein l'tikne tfuah min ha'shuk. V'af al gav d'chi adod ininu, it'll come out the same price, afilo chitim bezoil. That means you can get chitim bezoil. V'kako echo ein echo shuf. V'ein l'cho Bein locha schar ba'avodas ha'karka lefi ha'shar. So memele, you're not gaining anything. Afelochi ani misbolchim. Broche mitzuye bedovo she'ein lo'ikeach bedomim ve'ein kolo maya. Something that doesn't purchase, the broche is mitzuye, that's not, doesn't get used up as quick as something that is purchased. Broche flishim bolaz, it's an abundance. Other same shot that he told him Zra Leitizboin, because the reason is because by Tvue the aloche is that Lokuach is potter mina meiser. The broche of meiser asher kedeshet is asher. So Mamil, that's he told him, if you'll grow your own Tvue, so you'll be zeichet hashiris, so be zeichet broche. If you purchase it, lakuach is potter min ha-maisa. So the broche one could get from afroshes maisa, you're being mevatel. Zovin, you should sell v'loy tizel. You should sell, you should not wait till you become poor. But you should sell your the chafetzim you have in the house and get money and invest that money. What does Rashi say? Zovin v'loy tizel, mecher kli some is a lotion zol, a lotion of manis, mechir klei tashmishecho, v'ishtamesh bedomim bepakematye, sell your household belongings, koidim shetovi lidayanis, before you become an oni, you don't have money to invest, so sell klei tashmishecho. Hani Mili, so the Gemara says further, Bistarki, avo glime loy mischami loy. What should you sell? Bistarki kli habayis, avo glime shehile his kabed bul vishoso. If you have a beged mechubed, loy yimke duma ki hoda boy lo loy mischami loy haguna kamoiso. That means, kli habayis, you could always buy different ones. But if you had a psabachobadik beged, don't sell that beged. Maybe you'll never be able to acquire one equivalent to it. What does Taisva say? Zovin v'loi tezo, perish pekuntres, tezo loshen balas. Kloima, kli, mocher kli tashmishecha, kaidem shateyoni. Because master the noket bestarki tvei mishamili nila benetam kepesh benachanamel the tizel inyan arige meisosar zoyluli beshuke kloima kinei begodim v'loi serik. You should buy part of your begodim already. You shouldn't weave your begodim. Kiyoser tabich bekinim ibarige. Avo glime, but a glime toiv larik daima loy misrami loy kirtzoyne. A glime is a beged mechube, this you should not purchase, this you should weave. Tum v'loy tashpitz, shpoitz v'loy sivni, shkaloysik bibinyin mismaske. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, tum talgum shel sesoin. You should stuff up k'may sitmum plishtim tuminum plishtoi. Now what are we speaking about over here? Tum v'loi sishpoitz. Im yesh l'cha chur cotton b'koysel ru'ua. You have a wobbly koysel and you have a hole there. Sisoim oisei miyat. Don't make an asik out of it. Go and stuff it up. V'loi sarchiv bin nekev l'shapitz b'yti t'lebeinim harbi li'afoysoi. Don't make a professional job out of it and make the hole larger, and then you'll be able to make be miyapid the kois. V'im bal nefesh ato lahanois bin yonecho. Now I don't know exactly what this bal nefesh is. Before we said he should not beautify this hole, he should just stuff it up. But if he's a bal nefesh, is, and you want to make it, so you want to beautify it, lanois binyonecha, halche vaneke vishabtsino liyeshofa. So then do that, but v'loi sivni, v'loi sapos kola koisel v'sivne, but don't throw down the koisel to make a new wall. Why? Shekola oisik bibinyin mismaske, that whoever's oisik bibinyin that brings to anias, so memele, so don't get involved in binyan. Kfoitz zovin are. If you see there's a karke for sale, it looks good, jump into it and purchase it. Misoin nosiv itze. When it comes to marry an isha, don't jump into it. Here you have to be ma'ayin. If she's an isha toive, if she's a balas midas, yivdak be'achel. You shouldn't jump into it. Nochis darge nosiv itze. When you want to marry an isha, so go down a darge nosiv itze. Sak darge bechar shushvine. If you want a chaver toiv, so look for someone who's better than you. The Ben Yoda wants to say, it could be this is pshat and posik, David told Yohinesen, Nifleis avos choli me avas noshim. He said, your ava to me is nifleis me avas noshim. It's a very interesting posik. So he wants to explain the posik as follows. When they became close, so Yohinesen was the Ben HaMelech. He was much bigger than David. So he says, Nifleis avos choli, he says, that I loved you, a kelt. That's for a friend, you look to get someone bigger. But that you loved me, that's avas noshim, by you was a dag of nechais dag in the soivitza, that you had a ava to me, and you were much greater than I am, so that was avas noshim. Al kaponim, that's the seder, the nechais dag no soivitza. Sok dag, bechal sheshvina, by a friend, one should, what does Rashi say? Masoin nosiv itse. Hamten at shetivdek maiseo shaloi teiro bekantaronis. One should investigate. Nochis dage venosiv itse. Lesikach isha cheshuva mimcho shemo loitis kabel oleho. Sheshvina oyev toiv bechaloho odom choshuv lidovek achrov. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omar Abulozar Baravine ein Peronius Bolo Ilom Elo Bishvil Yisrael. Shenema Hichati Goyim Noshamu Pinoisom Echapti Chutsoisom Chsiva Marti Achtiri Oisi Tikri Musa. Rashi says Bishvil Yisrael Yarom Kedei Sheyarzuru Bechuve. Samir the Keloshen of the Droshes Haran. The Drosh Saran and the Drush HaShishi says as follows, Ulefa'omim mischachim mikrim berichok mokim ube'iyem orichokim. Some occurrences occur in faraway places. Kidei, the only reason this is occurring, kidei sheyisoiru yisroel al atshuve. V'yiru v'yivchadu pen yegiyem haperonius. That means that we see tzoris occurring with goyim. This is to be ma'ireros. And he says, Hashchek l'chaloshin uchsheinom misyasrim beroas acherim. And if Klal Yisrael is not mekabel musa from these rois, haperonius hoylech holoich benosoya v'yelech holoich v'koriv. The ain sofik, ki misha royak, and then he brings this posik, ki misha royak kol eilu atlois, asherim be'emes hasros Hashem yisborach. These tzores, these peronius, which are occurring by goyim, is a hasro to klal Yisrael. Vo'idenu machzik bedalkei asher dorach bo. And he's continuing, he's not batting an eyelash. What does these occurrences have to me? Ukimi sha oiver aveiro, vekibol olav hasro, shehita atzmoi lemise mikan ve'elach. So all these occurrences are, there's one purpose for all of them, bishvil Yisrael. I think the Ben Yoyada says, if Rashi brings down bereshis, bishvil Yisrael, shenika reshis nivra ha'olam, so whatever occurs ba'olam is bishvil Yisrael, because the whole olam was created bishvil Yisrael. Rav have a mifta merabchiye. Rav tzich gezegen for rabchiye. Omar lei, so rabchiye gave him a broche. Rachmona litzloch mimidi de koshe mimoise. The Rabbi Nishlom should be matzal you from something that's worse than misa. So yet a kasha mi ike midi de kosha mi moise, nofak dok va ashkech, umoitza ni mar ma moves es ho isha. So he realized what Rav Chiya meant to give him a broche. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Ben Yoyada says, he gave him a broche that you should be nitzel from something that's worse than mise. He didn't tell him what. Worse than mise. Nofak dok vashkech. When he went out, dok vashkech. So he said, he knew the pasuk before also, but Rav did not understand if Rav Chiya meant this. Why did he tell him riddles? He's giving him a broche. Hashem, the Rabbi Yishim Shivnatsi from Isha Ro. So here a kasher, it means Isha Rodlam, say Isha Rodlam. Nofak, Dok, Ba'ashkar. He says when he went out, he saw the wife was standing by the door. So I understood, Rav Chiya couldn't tell him, be matzah for many Isharot. Rav Chiya wanted to give him a bracha. So Rav Chiya gave him a bracha, but Nofak, Dok, Ba'ashkar. Then he figured out what the bracha is and why had it be meramis to him and not say bepemole. Rav Hakavakametzara leidvisil. Now the bracha, it seems Rav Chiya knew who was giving the bracha to, so Al Kaponim knew that Rav was into he would have a difficult marriage. Rav Hakavakametzara leidvisil ki omalo avidili tlufchi, even he asked her she should make lentils of the lechimtzi, then she made kidneys. Chimtzi of the late Lufchi, whatever he said, she did fakert. Ki godol chia berei apachlo. Now chia, when his son chia got a little older, so he saw what's happening. So he used to go when the father told him, "Tell your mother to make Lufchi." He said that the father wanted chimtzi, and she made Lufchi. And the Baruch Hashem, so things started going very smoothly. Omalei, so Rav told Chia Berei, Iyala loch imach, Baruch Hashem, your mother's Baruch Hashem, much better. We had difficulties in the younger years, but now, Baruch Hashem, Omalei, I know the kofichna, no, she's the same, but I'm the reason that things are going so good, because I'm a hapach. One of the Mephoshim say, why does he tell him that? He thinks his wife is good, so it's good. I mean, so why can you let him think that? She says, no, that's a sakonach. I mean, if he thinks she's good, she's really no good. He can tell her soidus, he can do other things. He thinks she's better already. He has to be cautious. So he had to tell him the truth. She's the same like she was before. But that, what things are going smoothly now, I know the kafichnala. Oma lo hainu de ka omri inchi de nofik minoch taima malfach. Sometimes someone who comes out of you, a child of yours, can teach you chochmes, which you yourself, he never thought of such a thing, to do that he could, he never thought. The Chaim Knievsky, Zal Gesundsein, he says in Eurech Meisha, he says that, I mean, what was the Luyas? He says, Rav was so dover, kemidus emes sotem nish eingefallen, such a thing. Like, that was, chieb, says, it's eingefallen. But he told them, atle sabatochi, but you shouldn't do this. Shenam alimdel shoynam daber sheker herbo. You're learning the lotion to speak sheker. He says, by here was Sheker. If the father told him to tell her to make lentils, he tells her so that's called, he's telling that the father said to make kidneys, so that's Sheker. By Rav, he'll tell her make lentils and she'll make kidneys, so he's not telling her Sheker. Rabbi Chiya haveka metzara lei devisu. His wife used to be metzairim. When he found something that she would enjoy, she would purchase it and be mitzayret besudre in the sudar. The sudar, Nachshmi de Ben Yoda says that, I mean, the sudar was a very choshev beged. A gavra rabba wore a sudar. The Gemara says, my sudar soyd Hashem lireyat. It was a very choshev beged, which Gedolim used to wear, and he showed, he was metzayerit, he wrapped it up in the suda, he bought something, he wrapped it up in the suda, in his suda, to show how much he's machshevit. Umaisinelo. Oma leirava ka metzayra leimal. She's metzayer, you so fakert that maybe this is not the right approach. That is enough. I'm indebted for this. What does Rashi say? chintzim in kidneys. Apach lo ha-yo'ima ha-ov livnoyer amel le'imech la'aseis ha-dashim. Vo'oima lo ha-asei chintzim v'yoyis ha-dashim. Taim ha-malfoch pa'omim sheben machim ha-soviv. Ani oili la'aseis kein. Avalato dvar sheker siv lindom l'shoinom daber sheker. Kavamashkech midi dovor ha-roi lo. Minachet hirur aveire. Makri lei Rav Yehudel Rav Yitzchok berei umoitzi ani mar mimoves eso isha. The posuk says umoitzi ani mar mimoves eso isha omer lei ki goin man. You want to know pshat and posuk which isha falls into the category that's mar mimoves omer lei ki goin imoch. That's your mother. If you want to know pshat and posuk, that's your mother. Like the Gemara of Amasnelei Rav Yehudel Rav Yitzchok Brein Odo Moitzi Kairas Ruach Elo Mei Ishtei Rishoyne Shenema Yimekoyecho Boruch Vesimach Besomach Meishes Norecho Vom Aloy. And that posuk he has Kigoyin Man Kigoyin Imoch. So it's very modern that another Moitzi Kairas Ruach Elo Mei Ishtei Rishoyne, and here she's Mami Movis. So the Gemara answers, Maskev Tkife, she's a gewaldic takif, and she's gewaldic sharp, Mr. Tome. Aber vaburi ma'abre b'mile. But, you can be meratza, you can be mefaye, so. Aburi ma'abre b'mile, noichol ratza is ma'vere samidoiseo. She has this koyach, I don't know if it was kosher lichais, maybe it was noich lichais, but it was noich l'ratzais. That was Al Kaponim from the Ishtei Rishoyne. So this Maila she had. Eichi domi Ishero, Omar Abaye, Mekashto leitake, Umekashto leipume. What does Rashi say? Mekashto leitake means she makes a beautiful luncheon for him. Beautiful sets the table with good food. Umekashta leipume. Lekalel legadev. The others are going as ace zman sude. Kedei letzaroi. That means that while he's eating, she makes sure he should have indigestion. He shouldn't enjoy the food. She's mekalel megadev him. I think the Ben Yehoyada asks, the Ben Yehuda asks, I mean, what's pshat now? Here she wants to the gain him the yom. So why does she make such a good meal for him? So he says, a poshet tzach. If she wouldn't make a good meal, he would eat out. She'd never come. She wouldn't have the opportunity to be mekalel and megadev. So memele, no, he has to make sure to come home. She told him, she warned in advance, I'm making lunch for you. If you don't come, I work so hard to make a good lunch. So he makes the lunch and he comes home, and then sometimes the Ben Yoda says, oh, that's what she wants. Now, then she's mekalel and megadev. That's what Abaye said. Rova oma mekashta leitake umahadro leigabo. Umahadro leigabo shuloi lechel imoi umetzarosoi. She's mitzairim that she turns around from him and she's no shaykhis with him. The Ben Yehuda wants to say it could be there's a psaatifere kavone here. Says mekashta leitake, he says, the noshim tznuyais, when they, like this, Isha is not Teveya Tashmish, so, but they wanted, when they wanted to show the husbands that they wanted Tashmish, so they used to go and serve a meal with Dvorim HaMechamim Mesaguf. So Memele, so that was their message to the husbands. So that's, he wants to say, Mikashta Leitake, she gives him such a sude, so then it was Nischamim Gufoy, and then, Balailo Mahadra Leigabo, and then she turns away from him, she's not interested at all. Oma Rabbi Chame Bar Chanine, Kivin shenosa odom isha avinoisov mispakikin. Shenema motza isha motza, they get nistam. Motza isha motza toy viyofek rotzing me Hashem. Bamarove kinosev inish itza omrilei hochi. Motza oi moitzi. Motza dersiv motza isha motza toiv. Moitzi dersiv moitzi ani mar mimoves eso isha. There's a Meirdike Goin. The Goin says that why is it that when the Pasuk speaks about a isha toive, says a loshen ovar. Motza isha motza toiv. It speaks about an isha ro moitzi ani mar mimoves eso isha. So the Goin says, a gewaldike bier. He says, a good thing, a person becomes misrago very easily. So motza isha, he found a good way. Motza, if he has it already, he's not thankful anymore, he takes it for granted. But something that's bad, a person never becomes misrago. It's moitzi ani eso isha mar mimoves is keseder, there's a keseder de kemetzia, that is Keseda being saved from her.